Welcome to the Moviga Podcast, where we're talking all things movies, video games, and more. My name is Steven, joined tonight by Asia.
Oh, hi.
And Brain.
Hello, hello.
What's up, guys?
I just had most vivid memory of when I first started doing podcasts with you guys, and I didn't know if I was allowed to call Brian. Well, yes, I do. But I really was like, I don't know. Am I breaking?
What kind of sick game do they play here?
Dude,
am I ruining everything?
Yeah, I was like, just don't toss me. Whatever you do, don't use my real name. Yeah. It's in my contract. I had somebody last week ask me, they're like, do you know Micah? And I'm not gonna say his last name just so that way in case he doesn't want it out there, but our friend of the show and previous guest, and he we all do like our little, you know, hello hello and oh hi and what is what's
Ayo.
What's awesome?
Ayo.
Ayo, that's right. And so we all have like our, you know, little sign-ons or whatever.
Except
and
me.
So we told him, we were like, hey, you got to have, you know, you got to have a, like a thing. It doesn't have to be crazy. Just, you know, something different than what we do, right? Like to, people can tell
unique.
You
unique.
Yeah. And he goes, good America.
I love it.
And we like, I threw myself on the ground. It was hilarious. And
we got to find, I don't know what episode that was. We got to find it.
We gotta find. I think it was like 40 something. I don't know.
Dang boy,
that was a great episode.
Good times.
It was so hilarious, man. I want to do some. We need to do another in person.
I know
recording.
I know. Anyway,
I miss that.
I miss seeing you guys and smelling you, and
I don't miss the setup. I feel like we, you know, it's like it's all rosy memories, and it's like you remember like.
It got
how many
hot.
Mic stands do we have?
There's
like 1,000 mic stands.
Bro, it got hot.
We didn't do breaks either. We just did...
Spent all the way through.
Yeah, it's true.
We did like an hour and a half straight.
We literally did. Like, or in the case of Rise of Skywalker, 4 hours.
Oh my gosh. 4 hours.
You, the thing that I miss the most, I think, is your round table and doing it there.
I know. I still have it. It's just in our garage. I can't get rid of it. One day I'll use it again.
Dude, you know what we should do is just set up your garage as a studio.
Dude, I've thought about it, but it is so hot out there.
Just get an air conditioning, you know? Get a whole other air conditioner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're super cheap. They're like $10,000.
I'll just get
15,
a bunch of ice. Let me just get a bunch of ice.
There it is.
And do that.
Make chairs of ice.
Chairs of ice, just, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, my name is Steven. Welcome to Moviga, everyone. We got a great show for you tonight. We're going to be partying so hard. It's going to be crazy. But before we get there, don't forget to give us a follow on Twitch, twitch.tv/Moviga. We're streaming this podcast, our weekly podcast, every Monday at 8 p.m., where we're talking movies, video games, and stuff like that. So shout out to all those in the chat right now. We appreciate you. Also follow us on social media at Moviga Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Check the link in our bio to find us everywhere else we are. We'd love for you to join our Discord community and be a part of the conversation there. And just come hang out, dude. We chilling. We trying to chill with y'all.
Yeah. Games, maybe.
Only chilling.
Games. We partying. Anyway, so do that. And while you're doing that, we're going to talk about what we've been watching, playing, starting with Asia.
Okay. I feel like I haven't been on the podcast to say that I'm almost done with Yu Yu Hakusho. I probably could have been done like earlier, but then I got distracted by other anime that I want to talk about also. But it's great.
Anime.
I'm on episode. Yeah, I'm on episode 80. I want to say out of 112.
Who's the main bad guy right now?
The used to be good guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I forget his
Vader.
Name too.
Yeah.
The other spirit detective, the old spirit detective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The beginning of that season is not the strongest.
Yeah.
Cause like when he's like at the other spirit detective's house.
Yeah.
And the guys like show up and they're like, we win now.
I was confused by that.
Yeah, I was like, what?
I was like, it kind of reminded me of, what's that Bruce Lee movie where you, like, go through all the levels? Like, I thought that was going to be, like, what that story arc was. But
yeah.
I guess it's all training. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's some, like, they're too out of pocket in the best way scenes that happened that I thought were like so hilarious that I don't know if I should like really share here because of out of pocket they are.
But if you guys are here for the Twitch stream, we're way out of the pocket already.
Well, there's the part about this was like before, like right before the Dark Tournament where they're fighting the one cross-dresser.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, if you're gonna do it, go all the way. And it was very funny because what's his name? Why am I blanking on everyone's name? The redhead guy.
Kuwabara
is my favorite, by the way.
Oh,
he like for sure is my favorite character. Dude, he's so funny. But he like freaks out because
you're watching it subbed, right?
Yeah.
So you don't know
but
the voice.
It's great. It's still great. Like the all the inflections of his voice of like how he talks differently with the girls and stuff. It's just so funny. But he like freaks out at Yusuke and is like, "Whoa, why are you going so hard?" he's like, "Punch her in the boob." calm down. Well,
dude, he like straight my favorite part is that like he gets called out too for being like a pervert.
Yeah.
Because like
not a
he
pervert.
Was, I was a little suspicious. So I just started groping around. And then I was like, "That's it, dude!" And like, and it was it. Botan is just like, "You pervert!"
Yeah, dude.
Like, oh my gosh!
Spoiler alert for my list. I watched the VeggieTales movie recently, but we'll get to that in a little bit.
Nice.
I could get into those details too if you guys want.
Oh yeah,
you
know, definitely.
Since we're going crazy,
spill the tea. the other unhinged scene was when. It's like after, I think it's like right before the big like final fight in the Dark Tournament, and Yusuke is like passed out because this is like after he like gets the power from what's her name, and he's all like
Genkai. Still
trying to and he's trying to recover, and he's with his freaking boring love interest. And
Keiko,
literally just a plot point.
It's just like sexy anime schoolgirl, and it's like just put her in there so that everybody's like, "Ooh, it's like,
exactly." She's
literally
so
no point,
But she just has like Yusuke like slumped over her or something, and she tells Botan, she's like, "What has to do with him?" And she's like, "Oh, I think you know." And she's like, "What?" And he's like, "You just take his virginity." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, what?"
The dub version doesn't say that. Just
what y'all watching?
Like the Japanese version.
I've known that before. The Japanese like versions of everything is always like super unhinged.
Especially like in the 90s, they definitely like had different versions of like anime.
Well, even like
in the States.
Like One Piece and stuff. Like some of this, they would replace for the American versions. They would replace like cigarettes with like lollipops all the time and like do stuff like that, so it's like they would always like have like
it's
lollipops holding. And like Americans were all looking at it, we're like, "This is so lame, like what are they always have like lollipops, like how weird Japan is, like how weird of a place that must be." And it's like, well, it was pretty normal, and then we changed it because we're not allowed to have that stuff on there.
But anyways, I'm gonna just blame Brian for the fact that I just shared both of those. You should.
That's what I usually do. I'm a prayer for y'all.
That's fine.
Thank you. But I've really been I've really been enjoying Yu Yu Hakusho, and I'm almost done. But I was like, I need to pace myself because I was like going hard watching it so quickly through, and I was like, okay, I need a break. The other things I've been watching. I did watch I can't remember what it's called because I'm a noob to it still, but I watched the most recent WrestleMania event because my friend's like super into it, and he's been having like watch parties for like the events that are like actually entertaining. And
is that Hosh Dieterus?
No, but Hosh Dieterus also goes to those events. It's Faith OK's Faith OK and her husband.
Mr. OK.
Yes, Mr. OK.
Mr. OK. Mr.
Chirpito, that's his
persona. Dox him.
Yeah, you know. But it was actually kind of fun because like we do this thing where we like don't actually bet any real money or anything of real value, but we just bet confidence points, and we have like a belt that like honorarily like goes to that person at the end of the night.
Nice.
And it was kind of fun. This is like the third event that I've been to. And I'm like, actually, like, it's kind of cool to like recognize names as you're like trying to guess. I'm like, at first I was like, mm-hmm. I don't know, like what name sounds cooler? And being like, oh, this is, looks like it's going to be a good fight. Or like wondering what the lore is behind, like what the drama is. So that has been fun. I did not win. I was winning. Mm. But at the way end, Chirpy Toe stole. Me and Jacob were tied up for like most of it. Because we had pretty similar bets, which was not purposeful, but it just worked out that
mm-hmm,
way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My favorite sure. thing is people guessing who the like celebrity guest will be, and what how like close they get to guessing it right or not. But yeah, that was fun. At some point I'm gonna hang out on one of these recordings with Austin, but I finally watched Barbie. Nice. And Barbie was fantastic. I have not watched Oppenheimer yet, but I loved Barbie. I thought it was great. It was so clever. It reminded me a little bit of like, okay. On one hand, it reminded me of like The Truman Show. And on the other hand, it reminded me of like how overwhelming, because it was like a lot, but like in a good way, like Scott Pilgrim versus the World was when I first experienced that. That's how I feel like how the Barbie is, Barbie movie is. Because I think some people can kind of get overwhelmed by like, how much is in it, but I do think they do a good job like striking a balance between like doing a lot but it like making sense and paying off in the end. But yeah, I no spoilers. I think it's a great theater experience if you're able to go to the theater to watch Barbie. I thought it was great.
Jealous. I still have not been able to see it.
I still gotta watch Oppenheimer because I haven't seen the Heimer part of Barbenheimer. as for other things I've been watching, I forgot to add one thing to my list. I'm like caught up, but it's still releasing episodes of My Happy Marriage, which sounds really lame, but it's it's an amazing romance anime that, is like a Netflix original. It like is, I wasn't going to watch it, but I saw so many people freak out about it on TikTok to the point I was like, okay, I'm just like so curious. Like the title sounds dumb. Like, I don't know. This just sounds stupid to me, but it is like a really, really good, sprinkle of fantasy, like Edo, maybe not Edo period, but like older, like Japan. Like, I think there's like, they're starting to have like automobiles and stuff, but like, it's still pretty like traditional, clashing with like steampunk.
Wait, is this an anime?
Yes.
Anime.
I have heard about this.
Dude. It's
and
so
I've
good.
Heard that it's yeah. I've heard that it's like actually amazing.
It is. I think you should
yeah,
watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I was just watching a TikTok, and one of the guys was like going through like top 10, like or top five, like most underrated.
Yeah, it
animes
is.
Of the year
it's
or whatever.
So good. Yeah, it's one of those that's like cool. taking everyone by surprise, like how good it is. So it's only 6 episodes in, so it's not like you're have to like go for so long. Yeah. So watch that. So the next episode drops tomorrow, and it's like, it just got really crazy, and I just really need to know what's happening here.
Where's it streaming?
On Netflix.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. Super accessible. The like, not maybe not the main antagonist, but like one of the main antagonists is just like that perfect, like you really like want to hate that person, like vibe. It's pretty great. Yeah. You know, feels good. Yeah.
Game of Thrones.
yeah. and then the other show that I'm watching that's like currently being released, I know Steven is not a huge fan of it, but I'm really loving My Adventures with Superman. I think it's great. I think it's so chill. I mean, not chill, but like it's like got like a Teen Titans vibe. Like it's not trying to be, it's like not trying to be super serious, but it is like it's more like about the character development, and like there's some cute humor. Yeah, it gives me like a, I guess Teen Titans, like OG Teen Titans vibe, not like the Teen Titans Go, where it's like they are doing serious things, but also it's lighthearted and they're not taking themselves too seriously. But I'm also not like a mega Superman fan, so I don't know how.
I mean,
it really,
it's just different. It didn't like blow me away, so I was kind of like,
did you keep watching it or did you only
watch the first? I'll try again.
Yeah, I think it's good. Like maybe just like every once in a while. It's like not hard to remember where you leave off in the story, but it definitely like the story goes places. It's not just like episodic, like, oh, we're fighting this bad guy and then this bad guy.
Okay.
Like, there definitely That's is cool. like an underlying cool. story. And okay, so I did watch those, and then the anime that I binged that came out, I guess, a couple years ago that I was totally sleeping on. I think in particular Austin would really like this anime, but I think you guys would all like this anime. It's called Great Pretender. Also a Netflix original. It's like Cowboy Bebop meets Ocean's 11. Ooh. They're like con artists, but the art style is super cool. It's very unique. It's like really cool, like mesmerizing to watch. It's also like an international setting and international characters. So it's kind of cool to see how, like, I feel like they do a good job like depicting different like cultures, different languages from around the globe, because they're like conning people like mm-hmm. throughout the globe. But like, there's like a really cool, I don't want to like spoil it, even though it's like it's been out, but the storyline is bonkers in the best way. They like really risked, I felt like they risked a lot, and like I think the payoff was great. It's a 2-season show. The first season was like 12 episodes, the second season was 9, so it's not a very long anime comparatively like to One Piece and others. But I highly recommend it. It's very swanky, everything, I don't know, it's just really cool. I like the characters a lot. And then as for games, I did on, my gosh, on Friday, or no, not Saturday night, I played Fortnite with, with the Cat's Meow, Faith Okay, and Bella Sajali, who y'all love. And let me just tell you, I was just chilling. I was just like following everyone around, and I did maybe shoot a couple baddies.
Hey.
I did accidentally shoot Cat's Meow.
Oh, does it hurt? It doesn't. There's no friendly fire, is there? I don't remember.
It's been a while. Did you get a dub?
I did.
What?
Our last game
your first time?
Nice.
Was that your first time playing Fortnite?
It was my second time.
Oh, okay.
The first time was with Faith, and it was Faith, Chirpito, Jacob, and Luke.
Let me tell you something. When Fortnite like first came out, we played so much, and I never won one for like the longest time, and it was so frustrating. Like, I remember Austin and I got so close one night, and we ended up getting second, and I was like, dude, I don't think I can play this anymore. I'm literally just like going to bed sad when I play this game, because I never, and I was like, I guess like I'll just never win this game. And then the game like stayed around. Like, normally like games like go away after a while.
But, yeah, it's like a fad.
Yeah. Anyway,
I think Fortnite is calming down.
It's forever. Fortnite is forever, dude.
Our first game we got second. Our second game we got third, and then a whole string of games that were not close to anything like anywhere close to first. And then the last game, yeah, we got Victor Royale, and it was really funny because we've all like seen Cat's Meow stream, but I just love how like straightforward she is, but also like bubbly. And there was one moment, like, I have like,
you
I don't
saw,
know
you lost the game for us.
Well, kind of, almost like that. It was really funny. There was one of the games, I think it might have been like two before we got Victor Royale, that I didn't realize we dropped in like a really hot spot, and I didn't realize it. And I did kind of realize it, but I thought we were all just like hiding. And I'm just like looking around, like, I need a gun. I'm like looking for like stuff to loot because I didn't have anything. And then I didn't realize that everyone was down and needed heals. And then Sarko was like looking at my point of view, and Casper was like,
he's just like behind the dumpster.
Literally, she was exactly that, and she was literally like, oh, that's so hilarious. Look how Asia's just looting around while we're all dying. Like, my dad. And then I died. But Rip. It was very fun. Bella was like a good balance of like she was skilled but also just like doing dumb things for fun. She had this really cute like, dude,
that's when it's the best
backpack.
Man, that's when Fortnite is like is like the best.
It was fun.
Is when,
I enjoyed it.
Like 30% try hard and 70% goofing off.
The sweet
and,
spot.
That's the good balance there.
Exactly. And then the other two games I played, of course, I'm always, it's my Destiny, Disney Dreamlight Valley. Steven was hanging out. No, yeah, you know, the other one. Steven was hanging out on my stream today, and he did mention, I like didn't think about it, but he's like, wow, Asia just like rage quit just then. like,
I'm going like, to so quit calmly. Right now.
And I was like, that was so technically irritated. A rage quit, but you were very nice yeah. about it.
I was so irritated with the Disney Dreamlight Valley. It's been coming out with like some pretty cool updates like throughout the summer, but with I almost feel like almost to the detriment, like I feel like it's a little too fast where like they end up having to patch things like hot fix stuff like with like maybe within a week or two of the release. And so there's like a new thing that like allows you to gain more in-game currency without actually have to pay money, where you like follow these like photo prompts, and it could be like decor, like focus on decor, focus on outfits or whatever. It's just like a cool way to like earn stuff and also like get incentive to like buy more things in the shop or just decorate or rearrange stuff more, customize things more. And I was trying to freaking follow this prompt that was the theme was fire and water, and I was like, perfect, I have these cool like tiki torches and this like fire pit thing and these like cool waterfall things that I just got, and I'm gonna do a cool picture with all of it together. And it kept telling me that like it didn't have enough red and blue items, and then I kept trying to add more and more, and it was not updating the count, so I got angry. But I kind of want to clip it because I was just like upset, but apparently it was not coming across as upset. But also yes, so it was very funny. And when I rage quit, I opened Dordogne. It's a Game Pass game, and like it's a really pretty indie game. One of those, it's not like a platformer, but it's like a puzzle game. The art style is like very like watercolor. Awesome. It's so cool. Mm-hmm. It's like flat, but 3D, but like the dimensions themselves are flat, so like
the camera like kinda subtly like, shifted as she walked around type thing. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. So I'm excited to get into that more. The only other thing I'll say is I did try to do some TikTok streams and they went okay, and on one of them some random person was like, why so much setup for your stream and no viewers? Out of like, here. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I was so, like, all right, well, this okay. About,
jokes on you, you're a viewer. How about banned?
I didn't ban the person. It was just too funny and matter of fact and true.
Haters, bro.
Didn't say anything.
Block out the haters.
Just blocking out the haters.
Anyways, that's it for me. Sorry, I had so much to catch you up on because I haven't been here in freaking forever.
I was about to say, you had like a month of backlog, so.
GG's, Byron?
Understandable. Yeah, I have the opposite. I have like almost nothing. I've been playing a lot of Remnant 2. A lot. It is so good, and I'm really enjoying it.
Nice.
Still just a fantastic game.
If you haven't heard the interview with Chris McGill, principal environment artist, go check that out in our VOD or on Spotify.
Yep. Please do. That was a super fun interview. And it was honestly, the game is just so well made. I'm having so much fun playing it. A bunch of my friends are playing it. Lee is playing it. I played some Destiny, end of the season. So we get a new one next week. Next Tuesday, so, or this coming Tuesday, I guess, depending on when you're listening to this, but, that is exciting, because right now there's not a ton to do, but I have a friend who just got into it, so we've been running through all the, like, new light stuff to kind of get them caught up, so that's always kind of fun, but, then as far as watching, Suits,
nice.
Been watching Suits. It's
nice.
So good. It's like crazy good, like so addicting. I'm also like, how was this on USAA? Or not USAA, sorry. That's my bank. USA Network. Because it's like they say like they drop GDs and S words and
yeah,
Brian's all
like
about
all over the place. Like, and then there's like a whole on like grumping scene. Like
Uh-oh.
You know,
get some anime action in here, dude.
You know how like there's all that classic like you are into a show and then someone walks in and you're like, what are you watching? I feel like that kept happening every time because like Luke watched all the way through and I would like go upstairs and I'd be like, bro, what is this scene right now?
It's like not that scandalous of a show,
right?
Really,
it's just like,
and like, but like,
even though they're trying to boost their numbers,
they have, it's almost you're like, what the frick? Like, what? Like,
why?
And it's like, obviously, like, they can't show anything, they're on TV, but it's like they get it as close as they possibly can. And like, me and Haley were watching it, and it was like the end of season two. So if you've watched it,
you know what I'm talking about.
And it's like, we were just like sitting there. And we were like, oh, like they're gonna get together.
So cute.
Right now.
Dude, it was like, zero to 100.
Yeah, right now in this very second, they're gonna get together. Okay, we were like, thought it was gonna be like, you know, they kiss. And it's like, ah, oh, you know. And then like the next scene, you know, like the classic
that
TV thing.
Tensions are building, Brian.
Yeah. I mean, I know, but again, I didn't think it would just all be released all at once. On screen. And so anyway, all that to say, it really is not that scandalous of a show. It's just like every once in a while there's like these bobs where you're like what? But I've been really enjoying it. Yeah. Oh my god, I don't watch that. I refuse to.
So
because
good.
Of Chuck Bass.
No, I know he's the best.
That's what Haley says, and I'm like, no.
That's why it's funny. He's like, he thinks he's Batman. When he says, I'm Chuck Bass, it's like, what are you, Bruce
Yeah,
Wayne?
We know, dude. We know. You're also like 17 yeah. and you have like scotch and stuff. And I'm like, relax. All right. But,
what show are you talking about?
Gossip Girl.
Oh, I ain't never seen that before.
Dude, you need to watch like 20 minutes of it. This kid's like 17 and he's like in like full tuxedos 24/7.
Pass.
And he has like
would you
scotch.
Like scotch or this bottle of Dom?
Yeah, and then he's like, I'm Chuck Bass. With the face of George W. Bush. And
nice.
it's just
I mean,
wild.
You're not wrong. Oh my gosh, yeah. Off the rails.
All right. So Suits is great. Been really enjoying that. I've been watching One Punch Man, which is like a parody of all anime. And it's just hilarious.
That's so true.
I've been enjoying it so much because it's like everything you think is going to happen. It's like they set it up just like a normal anime, right? Like each episode is like a new villain. And he's like, you know, amazingly powerful. And you're just like, whoa. And like all these heroes, class S heroes and all that go up against him. And they're all like, I can't beat him. Like, no, he's going to destroy the town. And then like Saitama shows up and literally one punches him by like accident. And then like, you know, and he's like, I missed the sale or like whatever. And like, that's like the thing that like drives him to like punch this guy and like literally vaporize him. And, like, I don't know. It's just like the funniest anti-anime ever. Yeah, but it's just really fun. And I've been having a lot of fun watching it. And the fact that like, even his origin story, like you keep kind of like waiting for like, you know, like how is he so powerful? And like, there's a guy who's kind of supposed to be like our perspective a little bit. Like, he's like, one day he will reveal to me his secrets. And there's like episode like two. This is not a spoiler at all, but he's like, fine. Like, I'll reveal my training regimen to you.
Dude,
and it's like the animation gets like so serious and like angled and like whatever. And he's like, 100 push-ups.
Yeah.
100 sit-ups and a 5-kilometer run every day. And it's like, and the guy, his disciple, he's like, you're so full of crap. Like, he's like, that's not even that hard. We can't be possible. And so it's just like, it's making fun of like, you know, all these crazy, like Dragon Ball Z and all these other ones where it's like, I've trained for 1 billion years to,
right.
You know, for this one fight. And Goku's like, ah, ha, ha, okay. And so anyway, I've just been having a lot of fun watching it. Kind of just like
chill.
Like brain break. Like that's been a brain break show for me.
Right.
And then lastly, just the improv show here in Charleston.
Hey.
Yeah, downtown. There is a theater, like a real small theater. It's like $20 on Friday nights. You can get in, they do like an improv show. And I won't talk about it too much because I know Steven went as well. So I know he probably wants to share some stuff about it.
But I have so much to say, dude.
Dude, it's freaking hilarious, man.
It was so great.
Yeah, they do such a good job of like, you know, like keeping it moving too. Like,
yeah.
It's nice. Never like dull moments or anything like that. But, you know, you go and like, I always love it because there's always the guy that's like, you know, they're like, all right, we're looking for like, you know, what's something that would be funny if you walked into a room and it was there, like, you know, like something to base our scene around. And like, you know, somebody's always like, boobs or like whatever.
Right,
and you're
course.
Just like, oh yeah. My God, dude. Like, and like they do a good job where they're like, aha, that's yeah. We're going to keep looking, but you know, and then somebody's like, you know, a three-legged dog. And they're like, there we are. That's it. That's the one. Like, and then they'll build something like actually creative. And so I appreciate that they don't take the, like the dumb, because they could easily just like crowd please and be like,
yeah,
you know, everything's like butts. And you're just like, okay, well, yeah. But you could tell like those suggestions stopped coming like, 10 minutes
like,
in
right,
because they're like, it's not going to work. You know, like they're not going to take those. They're going to take, like our friend said, 80s t-shirt salesman. And he was like, yes. Like, he's like, there we go. That's a great one. So, but it was a lot of fun. It was really funny.
Nice.
Went with Steven.
Jolly.
It was my wife's birthday. So it was kind of like what she wanted to do for an outing. So
invite me,
Yeah. Me, Steven went and left her at home, you know?
Yeah, dude.
Me, Steven, our friend Daniel, and all of our wives went, and it was a lot of fun.
It was great. It was like it's like a, you know, a version of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
And Daniel said to me, like, you're going to crack up laughing, but like whenever you tell people about it later, it's not going to make any sense. And it's like, just like the most you had to be there type of thing. But like in the moment, it's super funny. And I was like, okay. Yep. And he's exactly right. It was very funny.
Yep.
Nice.
You try and talk about it like afterwards and like everybody's like,
cool, yeah. Bud.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Anyway, like right now we're talking about it. no, but it was great. So we did that. Me personally, I also, I don't know if I've actually played Sea of Thieves since last time, but Sea of Thieves is the game I'm currently playing when I can. And I'm also watching a lot of, I don't know what it is about the, okay, so the game, Sea of Thieves, if you don't know what it is, it's basically like a multiplayer co-op game where you're running a ship, you're like pirates, and it's very like, you gotta raise the sails, you gotta lower the anchor, you gotta repair the ship, you gotta load cannonballs, like all that stuff. So it makes it very cooperative, and pretty much all the attainables are cosmetics, because it's so level playing field. Like, none of the guns are better, they just look different. Which is a little bit of a bummer, but I think for me, the reason I love it so much and why it draws me back all the time is just like the aesthetics, the design, like the visuals of the game are super good. The water is like the best water,
dude,
in gaming.
It's gorgeous.
So good. And like, it's just a very unique game, especially in terms of like combat. Like, there's just no other, I feel like Assassin's Creed 3 was the first game where I was like, dude, this naval combat is like super fun, but it's very, I mean, it's more, it's like Assassin's Creed 3 was very like, here's your range of where the cannonballs are going to go. Make sure the ship is in it and shoot. This one's like, bro, you don't know where that cannonball is going to go. You have to like master it. And so it's just such a unique game, and it can be very chill. It can also be very sweaty, but I'm really enjoying it. I'm also like, it's a fun game to just put on Twitch, like have somebody streaming.
Yeah.
And so that's been what I've been up to. Watching King of the Hill. I'm almost done with King of the Hill. very sad. Johnny Hardwick passed away recently. That. Voice of Dale Gribble, who's like one of the best TV characters ever. And apparently I just read recently that he had recorded a couple episodes for the new, like they're bringing the show back on Hulu. So I'm not really sure what they're going to do with that. But super sad, dude. Dale is so funny. He might be my favorite character on the show. But anyway, super sad. But, yeah, I'm almost done with that. Still watching Game of Thrones. We're in season six, maybe almost halfway through season six. I lived in New York in the chat. We got to talk soon. You may have finished it by now. I don't even know, but, it's good stuff, man. I mean, there are threads. It's crazy. Like every episode, like when you think about it, there's so many characters and so many different storylines. It's like, man, you really only see this character for like 5 minutes in this episode. Like the rest of the time, it's like showing the rest of the threads, and they're almost all super interesting. Some of them I don't really care about as much, but anyway, I say this every time I talk about the show, but it's super good. Viewer discretion advised.
Right. Always.
I had my first like dream that was definitely influenced by Game of Thrones the other night, where like people were getting absolutely slaughtered, and I was just like the next morning I woke up, I was like, let's watch something else after Game of Thrones when I go to sleep. Anyway, but it's good. We also watched Jonah, the VeggieTales movie
with Russell Crowe.
No, that's
that's Noah. It's Noah.
So close.
Get your characters right, dude.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, dude. Jonah, classic VeggieTales movie. Shout out to VeggieTales.
It was in theaters, wasn't it?
It was.
Theater release. Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. It may have been their first one. But yeah, we were in Myrtle
first
Beach.
One. Were there more?
Pirates Who Don't Do Anything was in theaters. Those might be the only two. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't know if I saw that one.
I didn't see it, but I might see it now. We'll see. Because my son is super into pirates. We went to Myrtle Beach recently and went to a pirate show. It's kind of like Medieval Times, but with pirates.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, man.
He absolutely loved it.
That's a great one.
So I was like, let's freaking watch Jonah, dude. We also signed up for Yippee. If you don't know what Yippee is, it's kind of like a kids shows app. You don't have to worry that it's going to be like horrible things like YouTube Kids or whatever other stuff kids manage to find on kids shows apps. But it's got like all VeggieTales on it. So we were binging.
Nice.
I just had VeggieTales on the other day. Anyway, so that's it. VeggieTales and Sea of Thieves.
Nice.
Eventful. A lot of pirates.
Lots of pirates. We'd be pirating. Quick break?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. When we get back, we're going to talk anticipated upcoming games. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Lightning Round, brought to you by Moviga. I am Austin with your weekly source for all things movies, video games, and more. Now grab your ponchos and let's catch up on this week's news. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 arrives November 10th and will come with some exciting features, including the ability to keep and use all of your Modern Warfare 2 camos, weapons, blueprints, and more, new open combat missions in the campaign, an evolution of multiplayer, and, for the first time ever, zombies in a Modern Warfare game. Despite some initial skepticism from fans, the promises from Activision seem to have changed the minds of hardcore and casual fans, and it looks like Call of Duty will deliver something special this time around. Hopefully. Alan Wake 2 has been delayed by just 10 days, now releasing on October 27th instead said, a tweet from the Alan Wake team said, quote, October is an amazing month for game launches, and we hope this date shift gives more space for everyone to enjoy their favorite games, end quote. To me, this sounds very similar to what happened in 2020 with the releases of Ghost of Tsushima and The Last of Us Part 2, both developers seemingly holding a lot of respect for their competition. Glad to hear it doesn't sound like development troubles. Some recent leaks seem to confirm that the end of the current season of Fortnite will host a large update to introduce the new Fortnite x Lego crossover and then run until the end of December, which then I am guessing we will see a true next Fortnite season. Fortnite and Lego look like they will go together like two bricks, and I would really enjoy seeing some very Lego-like animations for building, eliminations, traversal, and more. So I personally am very much looking forward to this update if the leaks are indeed true. Baldur's Gate 3 is officially the highest rated PC game from PCGamer.com in over 16 years, and also I believe at the time of this recording the highest rated PC game, or maybe even game period, on Metacritic as of right now. And with the highest of praise from all over the web, it really looks to be a safe bet for a game of the year contender, with all of the stellar releases and more to come in 2023. Picking one single game of the year is going to be a tall task and will surely mean some snubs are in order. Well, it looks like the storm has passed. Be sure to check out the Moviga podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or anywhere you listen to that sort of thing, where we are talking all things movies, video games, and more. I am Austin, and thank you for joining me this week for the Lightning Round.
Welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us. Hey, sometimes we talk about news. Sometimes we discuss random things. This week, not a ton of huge news. So we're going to talk about our most anticipated upcoming games, because there are a lot of them. I saw a list recently and I was like, oh my gosh, that's all coming out this year. And it's August, bro. Can you believe it? It's like halfway through August.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, that's actually. Wild. What the heck?
It's hitting me now, even though I just said it. Anyway. So we got a lot of games coming out, and there's so many, it's going to be controversial to pick our most anticipated one, but that's what we got to do. It's what we were hired to do. It's what the people are waiting for.
Spoiler alert.
Uh-oh. Brian's is Destiny 3.
It is. Uh-oh. You got it.
Oh, shoot.
No, I have two. Or I have a few. I have honorable mention.
I have an honorable mention, for sure.
Yeah.
You want to go first?
Me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Get to it.
All right. I think it kind of goes without saying, but mine is Starfield. Super excited for Starfield coming out day one on Game Pass, a brand new Bethesda game after like 6 years or so. I think it's been 6 years. I can't remember, but like, yeah, I'm could not be more excited. Skyrim is probably my favorite game of all time. And I just can't, I need a good RPG right now. Like, you know, the old school kind of RPG feel. Remnant is giving me some of that right now. It's like kind of like modern meets classic RPG, you know, looter shooter. And like, this will just be like classic RPG. And I'm really excited about it. I know Baldur's Gate is out, but I can't buy every dang thing. So,
dude, I know.
And I bought Remnant twice. So that's maybe on me, but whatever. Who cares? Support indie studios. Honorable mention for me would be Assassin's Creed Mirage, coming out October 3rd. It's like a throwback to their old style games. $50 price point too.
Wow. Yeah. Because they've said it's going to be like 30 hours max for completionists.
Yeah, that's great. What we want, man. Like, that's what we want from these games. Like, I don't know, like the people like, These studios are like, how do we make it open world? And I'm like, God, stop, dude. Like, just make it awesome. You know, it's like, I would say God of War is like only sort of open world, you know?
open like environment.
It is and it isn't, you know, it's like it is open world because you can kind of like, you have like a hub and go to these different places. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, that's about as crazy as I want it, man. Like Red Dead, it's like that was special because they were like the only ones, you know, them and like GTA and some of these other games were like the only ones doing it at the time, you know, 15 years ago, whenever. And but anyway, so now it's like these smaller games are kind of making a comeback. Like, you know, open environment. The way Remnant really does it is so cool with the procedurally generated stuff. It's so interesting. And the way they even built contingency, I could talk about Remnant all day, but they built like contingencies in there for like, if you don't get everything, it's like, how do you get everything? Well, you can just go in adventure mode and re-roll it until you get what you want. And it's so cool, man. But, those are the two for me that I am looking forward to the most.
GGs. Asia, do you have yours yet? You want me to go?
You go.
Okay, I'll go. I'm gonna say my honorable mention. No, I'll say my most anticipated game first. This might shock you. Are you sitting down?
Yes,
I am.
I can see because I'm watching you over at twitch.tv/Moviga every Monday at 8 p.m. Shout out to the chat. Me personally, there are a lot of great games, but I think I am most cautiously excited about Starfield.
Nice.
I really am. I just like, you know, Skyrim just blew me away. Fusro died me away, dude. I was so late to the
you
game.
You came into it late, yeah. It was like, what, like 2 years ago?
Two years ago.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite games of all time. Just so much fun. And I feel like I haven't played a game quite like it since. What I mean, you know, that makes sense. It's a Bethesda game. They're just so unique and so special, I guess. But I'm ready for it. I always said like Skyrim in space sounds like the perfect game, and I haven't been obsessed with everything I've seen from the trailer. Some of it, I remember that first trailer where they were just like, here's a gray moon planet. I was like, this is what you're showing us? Some of it makes me nervous. Some of the fact that like, there's a thousand planets.
The sheer size though, it's like, because they've even said they're like, you can explore it, but it's not built for you to just like, you know.
Yeah, it's
unique,
like
creatures on every single planet.
Right. I mean, yeah. A lot of the early comparisons after that first trailer were like No Man's Sky, and I think rightfully so, because it certainly looks like they were inspired by it. But where No Man's Sky is just exploring procedurally generated planets, this is like, that's just like gravy extra.
Yeah.
I'm sure there will be some impetus to visit some other planets, but for the most part, I'm just excited for Skyrim in space, dude. Like one thing I'm super excited about is actually building your ship. That's one thing in No Man's Sky, not to keep comparing to No Man's Sky, but that was one thing in No Man's Sky that bothered the crap out of me, was that not only could you not build your ship, but you couldn't just like go to a store and buy it. Like you had to see it out in the wild, like out and about, and if you didn't have the money for it, well, sorry, you can't get it, and you'll never see it again, type thing. So at least that's how it used to be. I don't know, maybe it's different now. I haven't played in a while, but building your ship. I know we're just talking about open worlds, but like open worlds, like living cities, like, you know, freaking Whiterun and stuff like that. But on a planet, like a super futuristic. I don't know, they call it the Citadel, maybe, I can't remember, whatever they call it Starfield. But yeah, I'm super excited. It's less than a month away. It's going to be on Game Pass. I mean, literally
exciting.
I mean, I don't know if I would, I don't really pre-order games anymore, but I probably would have day one bought it, but I mean, Game Pass. So that's my most anticipated game, and it's so close. Honorable mentions, definitely Spider-Man 2. I really, really loved the first one. And I really loved Miles Morales. Like, it was, to me, it didn't have as many good characters as the first Spider-Man, but Miles himself as a character was just so good. So I'm excited for those two characters to finally be in the same game with powers. And I'm stoked. I'm very excited for that. I'm also excited for Assassin's Creed Mirage. I don't know. Assassin's Creed used to be like my game, like my perfect game. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of got wonky. They made some crappy ones. They made some very different ones. So, and then they made some 5 minutes later.
Assassin's Creed. Like number one out of all of them.
I mean, I know it's not right and you're going to hate me, but I really liked Origins. Oranges. Here's the thing. I played the first one and loved it, but it was definitely repetitive. Yeah. And I remember, like, I got to beat this because I knew Assassin's Creed 2 was out, and I played some of it on my cousin's PS2 or PS3, whatever it was. And I don't know what happened. Maybe I just didn't have allowance and ended up getting distracted, but I never got Assassin's Creed 2. And I know that's, like, lot of people's favorite.
Yeah. That's, like, the one, like, for me, like, Assassin's Creed 1 is almost like a proof of concept.
Beta, yeah.
Yeah, like, they were like, hey, this works, and it's fun. You know, we built like a cool story through it, but you're going to be kind of doing the same thing in each
mm-hmm.
town.
Mm-hmm.
And then Assassin's Creed 2, they were like, all right, here's the game we wanted to make. And it's just amazing. Ezio is like amazing character. I agree, though. I think Origins is a fair pick. My wife got me that. I was really excited for it. It came out right after my favorite.
Black Flag. That was when they were like, we're resetting. We're not going to release an Assassin's Creed game every year. And
they were like, Origins. And then they did Odyssey. A year later, which happens before Origins.
It was the dumbest thing, dude. That's literally what took the wind out of my sails to even, like, I finished the story in Origins, but I had
the thoughts
to complete it.
That was the saving grace for me with Origins. Was like, yeah. Now I didn't love the gameplay as much as the older games. Mm-hmm. Like, is a little bit more gamey and less like realistic and like stealth. But Bayek and his whole like thing and so good, and like being in ancient Egypt and just being able to like ride your horse around, and
it was cozy.
It was so cool, man. It was so cool. And the whole thing with like your bird. Mm-hmm. Like that mechanic. That was super awesome.
Yes,
like,
dude.
There was stuff about that game I didn't love, but like it was still an Assassin's Creed. That's like my argument against Valhalla and Odyssey is I'm like, those aren't even Assassin's Creed games. Like they're not Assassins. They're like within the, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and it's like the Assassins themselves are like other characters and you're just like a Viking.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, that's cool. I enjoy it, but I'm like, Bayek was like the OG man. Like he was such a good character.
I just loved, so I played 1, 3, a little bit of Unity maybe because it was co-op and we had a great time. Like that's pretty much all I did. I think we just played a bunch of co-op. I played a little bit of Black Flag. I don't know what happened. It just missed me and I didn't play much of it, but I know they got a remaster coming out.
I think it's like alleged.
Oh, alleged. Well, when that happens,
play through Black Flag and like finish it.
Yeah,
because like it's one of those games, like it kind of like Assassin's Creed 3 for me, where it's like it doesn't really even start until like 15 hours in, where you like you have your ship, you know, and you can like sail the seas, and there's like ghost ships and stuff that.
Yeah, I loved the naval combat in Assassin's Creed 3. Like I remember being like, "Dang, I've never played a game like this." Combat like this, and then they were like, all right, our next one's gonna be a pirate one, and I was like, oh my gosh. And I don't know what happened. It's a blur, dude. Back in the day when I was a kid, I was just like could not focus on anything. Anyway, and then I didn't play another one till Origins because they were just releasing one after another like every year, and I was like, I can't keep up with this. So when Origins came out and they were like, We're taking it easy. We're just doing this one. You know, we're not going to do it every year. And then they released another one. I was like, I'm done with y'all. Anyway, A last honorable mention is Payday 3, dude.
Yeah, dude. Oh, good pick.
I played so much Payday 2 with VoIPs. That was one of the first games where we were like, I don't play with randoms much, but we played with randoms a lot in that, to the point where like we were like adding them and like re-inviting them back. I know that's not like a weird concept, mm-hmm. but for me at the time it was. And it was like so glitchy. It looked like crap. But it was so much fun when it actually worked. And because there's just there aren't a ton of good heist games. Even GTA, mm-hmm. when the heists came out and it was like completely broken and you could never get in a lobby with your friends. There was just nothing like Payday 2. And so Payday 3 coming out. Man. Game Pass also, I think. I'm very mm-hmm. excited for that.
No, like definitely game. For me, if a game's like, this is why I get frustrated with Nintendo and some of these other games too, is it's like, if you can't figure out like how to like just let me play with my friends super easily, it's not ready. Like,
yeah.
If it's like a multiplayer game, obviously, but like, dude, and then I got to whine for a second since Uh-oh. We're kind of at the end.
Uh-oh.
Dude, so I've been playing, I don't really play multiplayer games on PlayStation 5 for this reason, but
Uh-oh.
Like, the party system for PlayStation 5 is so terrible. It's so bad, dude. It's so confusing. The audio quality is kind of weird. And then, like, I tried to hook up, like, Discord to it. And, like, it's so difficult. And I have to join Discord through my phone and then say I'm joining through my PlayStation. And then it joins through the PlayStation. Like, you can't.
Oh, I didn't think you could do Discord chat on PlayStation. You can.
You can
oh,
now.
Oh,
yeah, they finally have the integration, but it's like still not very good.
Yeah.
And but I'm like, dude, the infrastructure and all that is already there for like Xbox. Like Xbox, it just shows up like a regular party. Like it's like start a party, and then right underneath it's like join a Discord voice channel. You just pick which server you want, which voice channel. It's just so frustrating. I was playing with Lee the other day, and I was like struggling to try and party up.
I haven't played multiplayer games on my PS5 in a long time, but I do remember at the time being like, dude, I don't know what I'm doing. I was told I just didn't understand it. I think Austin likes it, but
nobody
dude,
actually
I couldn't
it.
Figure it out, dude. It was like, I can't even describe it.
There's no way that people are like, this is a better option than just like clicking on somebody else's name and being like, party up.
It was like it saved your parties so that you could just almost like a Discord server so you could hop in. But I don't know. I could never figure it out.
I don't know, dude. It's nonsense and I don't enjoy it. And it's very complex. And
it stinks and he doesn't like it.
It stinks and I don't like it. Just make it easy. Let me click on Austin's name and say invite to party. And then let's just be chatting 5 seconds later. I don't understand why it needs to be more than that. So frustrating. And on that up note, I will
on that
hand
note,
hand it back to you.
Starfield is my answer. Asia?
Awesome. Maybe I shouldn't have gone last. Now I feel like...
All right, the grand finale coming at you.
The moment we've all been waiting for.
Oh my gosh. one game that I feel like... I think I brought up like one of the first few weeks that I started recording with you guys... Mika and the Witch's Flower, or no, sorry, that's I'm mixing a movie name and a game name. Mika and the Witch's Mountain is a like adventure game where you're like a witch delivery girl, mail service
Sounds
thing.
Cool.
And it's kind of the storyline is like, yeah, exactly, is Kiki's delivery service meets like Howl's Moving Castle. It's okay. Finally available for pre-order. It's supposed to come out sometime this year. I don't know. Not sure when exactly, but I'm very excited that it's finally happening. It was supposed to come out like a couple years ago, but they finally like got everything like backed through Kickstarter and all that. So I'm very much looking forward to this game. And then my close second would be a game that I more recently discovered is like coming out sometime this year. It's called Mineko's Night Market. And it's kind of like it's a social sim, kind of like Stardew Valley, but like it looks like the art style of Cardo,
okay.
Which is really cool.
Good.
Yeah, Card was great. And I'm really intrigued by it. I don't know. There's like mysteries. There's these cat spirits. You're like trying to like make, you know, make it in the town, just like every life sim. But I really am intrigued by the art style. Those two games in particular, I really hope that I can get my hands on. And then now that Austin said what he said, now I want to play Sea of Stars too.
Yeah. So that's why I thought we were actually wrapping up after me, is because I remember talking about that and I thought that was your answer. But, that game looks so good.
I know. I'm
very excited.
But those are my answers.
GG's. We had some people in chat give theirs, but I can't remember. I got lost.
I think Brooke said that he's anticipating a
Monster Hunter 6.
Monster Hunter 6 release.
Super Mario Brothers Wonder. I forgot about that. And Space Marine 2.
Mm. Ooh, the Super Mario Brothers RPG.
Oh, yeah.
Super Mario RPG.
It's like a remaster.
Remake, yeah. I'm excited about that. That looks cool.
He also put Doki 5. I don't know what that is, if that's a game. If it's a game, he's excited about it. I don't remember. If I missed yours, tell me. You guys want to play a game?
Sure.
Actually, yeah, I lied. My most anticipated game is this one right here. Oh, Doki V. Look it up. Brooks is excited about it. We're going to play Heads Up. Asia versus Brian. It's going to be a bloodbath. It's going to be absolutely brutal, crazy.
Wait, so how are we going to do this?
Remember, like we did last time. I just like didn't look. You didn't look.
Okay. Who won last time?
We trust each other.
I don't think there's winners. I don't think there's a winner.
Right, not everything in life is about winning.
Yeah, right, come
everything
on,
everything in life
dude.
Is about winning. There's one thing I know for sure.
You guys want to do video games?
Oh, okay, yeah, I lose, but yeah, sure.
No, I don't know what else to. There's no Ghibli one. Is it Ghibli or Ghibli? Good Lord, I can never remember.
It's either, but Ghibli is what Ghibli. Miyazaki says.
I don't think I have anyone.
What is that? What is a Ghibli? It's not his name.
No, so it's a French. Right. So in French, it's French, Italian. In Italian, it's Ghibli. It's a what am I thinking of? Like a motor company engine company for like some.
That
cool
makes
plane.
Total sense.
He's super fascinated in warplanes, so
I knew that. He's like an airplane guy.
Warplane. Yeah. I'm gonna make cartoons.
Well, his whole thing is the irony of I can go into Ghibli for long. The irony of
conspiracies.
Of how he loves warplane technology and the beauty of it, but also he's like a famous pacifist. And he's always writing about the clash of man versus nature.
Oh.
There's never really a bad person. It's just evil exists in everyone. They're seeking good. Oh my gosh.
Yin and yang, my guy. All right. So we'll do video games. But we're all winners here. Nobody loses. So it doesn't matter.
I need a win.
The points don't matter. Just like whose lines anyway.
Just like that.
So... Asia, you're going to describe first. Brian, you close your eyes.
Okay.
And then we'll swap.
Okay.
Okay? Don't fail me, okay?
Okay, but make sure, zoom in last time.
Like for our viewers, twitch.tv/Moviga. All right. Let's see here. I apologize. They
Can
make
you guys
this
still
so
hear
difficult.
Me even though my eyes are covered?
Yes.
Okay, he's ready.
Okay. I'm getting ready. Oh, not a queen, but a
king,
a girl, young queen or
king princess.
Yes. Not apple, but a fruit.
Banana.
Yes. Say it together.
King princess peach.
No. Okay. That counts. He's got it. Okay. In a kitchen. You have an island. The tabletop is called a what? That you like
a
chop
counter?
On? Yeah, huh?
Counter
and
strike.
Then, yes, thank you.
Oh, 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 I hit pass.
Go
I apologize.
Faster.
I apologize.
Oh my gosh. Steven. Who is this? I don't even. Skip it.
I'll give you the win.
Okay. Okay. When you play baseball and you have different teams, you all form a what? A baseball.
League?
Yes.
Okay.
And when you are epic, there's like stories about you. You're like a
of legends. Okay,
yeah.
Legends.
Look out! No. Steven,
you guys got.
Wait. What was the two. One? What was the one?
Oh, Marcus. That, something.
Marcus Phoenix.
Oh, Marcus Phoenix. Gears of War.
Oh, okay.
I used to have a pop of him. I don't think I have it.
GG's, guys.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Brian, get more than two.
Princess Peach
three.
One?
It was just Princess
Peach.
Yeah.
It was just Princess Peach.
Okay.
King Princess Peach.
I was like, he said it technically.
Oh, shoot.
I don't know what the heck is going on.
Oh, shoot. I'm playing it. All right. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Asia, close your eyes.
They're closed.
Brian.
All right. Let's do this. Who? Okay. Never mind. We got it. Hey. We got the currency in The Legend of Zelda.
Oh, I don't know.
And in India, I believe.
Rupees?
Yep.
Hey.
Okay.
When you take your car and wreck it into another one.
Collision? Crash?
Smaller.
Crash?
Yep. And then his.
Bandicoot?
Yep.
Yes. That,
skip. all right. It's dueling time.
It's Clobbern time. No.
I play Pot of Greed.
Wait, what?
It's a card game. It's a card game where you put cards down and they turn into monsters and you fight each other.
Oh, did, wait.
It's also an anime.
Yeah, I know. Digimon? No.
No.
Yu-Gi-Oh? No.
Yes, yep.
Yes?
That's it.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
That was it. All right.
That's right.
I don't know
okay,
who
time
this
to
is.
Duel. Time to duel.
Skip,
yeah,
skip,
okay.
Skip. This one is Fatality.
No, I don't know.
Mortal Kombat.
Rip. Okay. GG's. Okay,
that was a good one.
Let's do one more round.
I'm sweating. Okay.
All right, one more round. One more
Brian
round.
Got three.
What'd you skip?
Lemmings.
Yeah, the Lemmings. Oh. And then Salmon.
Salmon Max.
Salmon
like a point and click,
Max.
I think.
I don't know what either of those are.
That makes me feel better that you don't know what that is.
All right, Brian, close your eyes.
All right.
Hopefully my stream delayed doesn't mess everything up.
You got it.
Okay, like a big lizard with wings. What would that be? A big
a dragon?
Yes. And when you go on an adventure, another word for adventure is
Dragon Quest?
Yes. snowboarding. My favorite game. Snowboarding
SSX?
Game. Yes.
Tricky.
You're good. Okay. Skip.
skip it, Steven.
Okay. You can blow these out of soapy water.
Bubbles?
But single.
Bubble.
And then when like pop figures, when their head shakes, they're what kind of figures?
Heads, bubble heads.
Yeah, so single, both of those.
Bubble head.
The first word was the soapy water, but single.
Bubble.
And then the single of the pop figure.
Head.
It was bubble bobble.
Bubble head.
I was bubble like, head, dude. You're like, yeah. You're like,
you do so close.
I have no idea.
Okay.
All right.
Asia has four. Brian, you've got three.
Okay. But we're all winners.
Ready? But we're all winners. Yes. That's right. Okay. Here we go.
Everybody's a winner.
We're not counting points. I'm just telling you what that is.
The points are, or the rules are made up and the points don't matter?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Waka 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 waka.
Oh, I don't remember what those are called. I'm sorry.
He looks like a pie with one slice out of it, and he eats dots.
Oh yeah, Pac-Man. Duh.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. One of my favorite PlayStation 2 games, Blank
what?
The Ripper. Blank
know.
The Ripper.
Jack the Ripper.
Yeah. No. So the name.
Uh-huh.
So
Jack
that,
Ryan?
And then his buddy, who has a laboratory.
Oh, wait. Why can't I think of his name? No. I don't know.
Oh, skip.
Sorry.
Okay. The robot from Portal.
No.
Who's talking to you the whole time? Okay, skip. It is what is left over after eating the fruit that you take the skin off of with your hands that's also yellow.
What?
A banana peel.
Hey, you got one. Like, you guys tied. You
guys tied. I got too nervous.
I was like, because it was like, I can't say banana and I can't say peel. So I'm like, it's a fruit. You eat it and you take the skin off yellow of it with your hands and it's yellow.
I don't know why I went with the hands. Like, threw it for some reason. Yeah.
Ooh, well,
I was thinking like, that could be anything, like an apple or like whatever. You know, like,
that's so true.
Whatever. But
sorry, you guys did great. I failed you at the end.
No winners. You tied. Right. No 4-4.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
Great job, guys. Excellent job.
Oh my gosh.
Well, we'll have to do that again someday. Someday. But for now, we're gonna wrap it up right here. Guys, if you're not already following us on Twitch, please do so. Twitch.tv/Moviga. We're streaming our weekly podcast every Monday at 8 p.m. So go give us a follow there. Streaming multiple things throughout the week. So come hang out with us. Come party. We chilling. Also follow us on social media at Moviga Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Check the link in our bio on Instagram to find all the places we are. We'd love for you to join us on Discord and be a part of the conversation there. And follow us wherever you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all in places. Our audio from our podcast goes live every Friday, so you want to stay up to date on that. Give us a like, share us with your friends.
Yeah,
we appreciate you. Shout out to Lee, our beautiful editor. We love you.
Lee.
You the man.
Lee.
And that's all she wrote, dude. That's all of it.
That's it. That's the whole thing.
That's all there is.
I can't do that with my neck.
For our listeners, I'm dancing like no one else in the world. And Brian's jealous. You got it, dude. That's it. Guys, thanks for being here.
So smooth.
We appreciate you. Everyone else, thanks for listening. We love you. And we'll see you again soon.